today's dhikr is deserved of a lot of importance. It is not Ramadan. Ramadan has gone. It has gone. It has passed by. But this dhikr gathering has a lot of importance, because shaitan today has been freed, and the nafs, the base desires, are ready again for their games and trickery, and we are all tired. And from experience and the human being's sort of natural habits, we can see that 30 days we have made a lot of effort, worked hard in a good way. So now our enemy, shaitan, is free. So we are going through a phase of negligence, laziness. So obviously Ramadan has gone, and shaitan presents every action, worship, schedule, etc., as unimportant in front of everyone. And the system that Allah Ta'ala, the framework that Allah Ta'ala made in Ramadan and gave to us, especially the night, the system during the night, in a beautiful way Allah Ta'ala made the system, the framework, the schedule, and gave to us that in the night, there was no feeling of sleepiness or tiredness or wanted to sleep, and everybody with passion and energy and vigor was going after his or her practice and worship. And rather, we thought that the night is short, lots of things are left for us to do, and we didn't have enough time. So what's happening now, from today this will start, rather from Isha time, this trickery will have started, that nafs, the base design, shaitan, will make us forget and go away from our practice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a moment, that obviously dhikr is very important, remembrance of Allah is very important, and Allah knew that shaitan and nafs would attack this practice. So tonight's ibadah, worship and dhikr, the thawab that Allah ta'ala has set aside is very large, gigantic, enormous, so that we shouldn't fall into laziness. Rather, we should also, with that same energy and vigor, spend tonight, so that inshallah, with the barakat of Ramadan, the person can himself look after himself. The Sufi have stated that tonight's night is very dangerous for the darvish, for those, the ascetics. Because if a person fails in the first day of Ramadan, then obviously everything's gone lopsided and it's spoilt. So then the person goes on a downward spiral. So what we need to see and understand is that we should feel that, oh, Ramadan is, it's the beginning of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala has given us a big opportunity. The dhikr should be the same, the style should be the same, the love and the passion should be the same, and we should ask from Allah in the same way. And today's thawab that Allah Ta'ala has given for remembering Allah today, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the ibadat. Allah Ta'ala stated, the night of Eid, if somebody does dhikr, then just in the same way, style, method, as he did in Ramadan, if he spends his night in ibadah, even though they're eating, etc., but if he crushes his desires, Allah Ta'ala says, due to your effort, I appreciate this. Sa'i mashkura, Allah Ta'ala says. It's not the case that your Rabb, your Lord, doesn't recognize the hard work you're doing. Allah Ta'ala doesn't appreciate or value. Of course Allah will. Just a few hours, Allah said, spend again. The same way, Allah Ta'ala says, I want to see that those people, when I imprisoned your enemy, shaitan, and the nafs was suppressed, Allah says, now when they're released, see who still remembers me, that of the group of people, the people come together and are ready to remember me still. Because the temptations in this night are severe and strong. We have to demonstrate that whether the enemy, shaitan, and nafs are there or not, we are sticking hard to our work. Allah Ta'ala says, if you're sticking hard to your work, then listen to the reward. That that time, when all people's hearts will be not alive, rather Allah Ta'ala is here giving us the hint towards hereafter. People will be anxious, upset, distressed. People's hearts will not be at ease. Allah Ta'ala says, if you make effort tonight in the night of Eid, then your heart at that day will be alive on the day when everyone else's hearts will be dead, will not be alive, will not be satisfied. Great reward, my friends, is a guarantee of Jannah, of paradise, and all the adab of the hereafter to be saved. Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Inshallah, Allah willing, make effort, pull yourself together, and have the same habit, same pattern of Ramadan. Do a little bit of dhikr, pray tahajjud, ease, rest as well. Alhamdulillah, pray tahajjud, do your dhikr, adhkar in the same way, recite some Quran, have that habit, and then rest after that. When the morning comes, alhamdulillah, then pray, eat salah. Inshallah, Allah willing, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do this. Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربي رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.